go ahead and start the public hearing on ordinance 11-2017. It's an additional appropriation moving sanitation from general fund to its own fund in the amount of $221,010. Ellen, for or against? You want to? You don't want to come up and speak? Okay. Okay, we'll close the public hearing.
And I'll call to order council meeting for March 13th. If everyone would stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Remain standing for prayer.
Dear Lord, bless the decisions of this body. Guide us tonight and in the future as well. Amen.
We have roll call.
Here.
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 Here. Here.
Okay, adoption of the agenda. We are requesting to remove ordinance 12-2017, ordinance 13-2017.
Motion to remove from the agenda.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westfall, to approve the agenda with the removal of the ordinance 12 and 13, 2017.
Question?
Yes.
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 And the agenda is adopted as amended by a vote of 7-0. Approval of minutes from the February 27th meeting.
Motion to approve the minutes from the February 27th meeting.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westfall to approve the minutes as presented.
Question?
Yes.
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 And by a vote of 7-0, those minutes are approved. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Real quick, I want to mention that today we were awarded the USDA grant for $77,000. I don't know if you remember, you approved paying for that out of edit up front and we'll get reimbursed. And this is put a ruffle in the Pantheon in hopes of getting things moving forward to make that a co-working space. And if you have any questions, Ellen is here. No?
Have they got bids on that?
And the importance of the roof first, you want to have that taken care of so then no damage happens
yes.
when you're improving the inside, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then one other thing, March the 15th, this Wednesday, 6:30 p.m. here in Council Chambers is the Parks 5-year master plan meeting. So I would encourage everybody to attend. Yeah. Okay. Does anybody have anything else? If not, committee chair reports. None. We'll move on to report of city officers. None. We'll move on to, we have no old business. We'll move to new business. Ordinance 11-2017, additional appropriation ordinance. Moving sanitation from general fund to its own fund in the amount of $221,010.
We had a public hearing before this meeting on ordinance 11-2017. Make a motion to read and approve ordinance 11-2017.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westfall to read and approve ordinance 11-2017.
Ordinance 11, 2017, additional appropriation ordinance omitting formal parts sections 1 and 2, $221,010 from recycle fund.
Discussion. Just real quick, this is going to move the sanitation budget from general fund to the sticker fund. And with looking through that, it should cover the expense of sanitation. We are also going to look at the large item sticker fee that will be coming before you here in the near future. So
this makes sanitation part of our department basically self-sustainable, correct?
Right. It just takes out general fund.
All right, so then it's just its own entity in itself.
And it will depend on sticker fees to cover the expense of that department.
So the large item sticker, how often will they pick up large items?
It will be depending on what we put in place. You'll call and let's say that the plan is to put a couch. You put four stickers on it. You'll put four stickers on it, call the street department and say, hey, I'm going to put a couch out.
All right, so we're not looking at something that's like monthly or bi-monthly. We're looking at something if somebody has a need, right. You put the stickers on it and make a call to the street department,
right.
and then they'll come and get it.
Right, they'll pick it up with your regular trash pickup, right. As long as you notify them in advance.
Will we still do a
once, twice a year?
Three.
Yeah. But this way.
This is just an attempt to, because people have stuff that need to get picked up and cleaned up, and this is just an attempt of us to make sure that they have that ability to do that, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
And there's times you'll see mattress and box springs leaning up against a telephone post somewhere because they don't have any place to haul it. So hopefully people will use this system and make things better.
Mr. Mayor, what would be the impact if the sanitation department sticker fund would not sustain the department?
I would look for a request to raise the sticker fund or the sticker fee.
Now, if I'm the last time I've talked numbers or looked at numbers, we're in a pretty good spot, correct?
Yeah, that fund's doing good. You know, that's where we pay for tipping fees, buying the trash trucks, all that stuff is pretty much paid out of that. And right now, looking at it, this should cover the expense.
We've kind of reached a happy medium of where we want to be.
Right. So the only way that we'd have to look at the increase is if it doesn't cover the expense of the sanitation department. And this should have been done years ago when they put that fee in place to start covering the sanitation's budget.
Well, while I support the if it can be sustainable on sticker fees, historically, since I think I'm probably the only member of the council that was here when the sticker fee was adopted, I would just remind everyone that it was the intent of that council that adopted it that would cover the differential in cost at that time due to a landfill tipping fee increase that we didn't have the funds to cover. But the council at that time, it was never the intent that the sticker fee would cover the entire expense of the department. It was always regarded as a general fund department, just like all the other departments. So I just point that out because sometimes it's mistaken that that was the intent of the council at that time. It was.
So
I will say with the tax caps in place, trying to fund all the departments, this is one way that we've got to.
So like worst case scenario, we might be looking in the future,
right,
that there would be an increase or offsetting that or reverting this back into the general fund. I mean, there'd
right.
be numerous options, correct?
Right.
Okay.
So there's nothing to preclude general funds being used for this department should a council at that point
right.
determine just that's necessary just by this action.
Additional appropriation is what it would be.
Question?
Yes.
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 First reading of ordinance 11, 2017 passes by a vote of 7-0.
I'd like to make a motion to suspend the rules so we can have second and third reading on ordinance 11, 2017.
Second.
Got
Been a motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westfall, to suspend the rules and have second and third reading of ordinance 11-2017.
Shirley Rose.
Yes.
Tim Salters.
Yes.
Dan Ravalette.
Yes.
Jim Westfall.
Yes.
Bob Brown.
Yes.
Dwayne Chatten.
Yes.
Frank Rose.
Yes.
And by a vote of seven to zero, the rules have been suspended.
Make a motion to read and approve ordinance 11-2017, second reading.
Second.
Got a motion by President Brown, second by Vice President Grove, to have second reading of ordinance 11-2017.
Ordinance 11-2017, additional appropriation ordinance, sections one and two, moving funds from the recycle fund to sanitation, $221,010.
Discussion?
Shirley Rose.
Yes.
Tim Salters.
Yes.
Dan Ravalette.
Yes.
Jim Westfall.
Yes.
Bob Brown.
Yes.
Dwayne Chatten.
Yes.
Frank Rose.
Yes.
Second reading of ordinance 11-2017, passes by a vote of seven to zero.
Like to make a motion for third reading on ordinance 11-2017.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westfall, to have third and final reading of ordinance 11-2017.
Ordinance 11-2017, additional appropriation ordinance, sections one and two, $221,010.
Discussion?
Shirley Rose.
Yes.
Tim Salters.
Yes.
Dan Ravalette.
Yes.
Jim Westfall.
Yes.
Bob Brown.
Yes.
Dwayne Chatten.
Yes.
Frank Rose.
Yes.
And third reading of ordinance 11-2017, passes by a vote of seven to zero. Next, we'll move on to claims.
Motion to approve claims in the amount of $279,205.70.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westfall, to pay the claims in the amount of $279,205.70.
Shirley Rose.
Yes.
Tim Salters.
Yes.
Dan Ravalette.
Yes.
Jim Westfall.
Yes.
Bob Brown.
Yes.
Dwayne Chatten.
Yes.
Frank Rose.
Yes.
And by a vote of seven to zero, the claims are paid. Miscellaneous. Being none, we just need a motion to adjourn.
Moved.
We are adjourned.